I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Well, let's go to Thomasville, North Carolina, Tuesday, where Stanley and his girlfriend are out on the town, and the girlfriend is like, hey, I got to go over here to Liberty Tax Service and get my taxes done. Okay, Stanley? And Stanley's like, well, all right. Well, what am I going to do? And she says, well, you just, you got to occupy your time.
I got a refund coming. Come on.
I got to get my taxes done, Stanley. So Stanley's getting all fidgety and trying to find something to do while his girlfriend is in there working out the forms and doing this and doing that. And Stanley says, well, all right, I'll be back. I'll be back here in a few minutes. So Stanley goes across the street to fill his time. He goes across the street to the Wells Fargo Bank to rob that.
I'm going to get a refund, too. Yeah, so. I got some cash back coming to me as well.
So he comes back to the Liberty Tax Service. Yeah, plops the bag down. Top that for a refund. And Stanley ends up getting arrested.
Oh, man. How about this 19-year-old girl in, I believe it's Toronto, throwing chairs off the 45th floor of the tower to a busy street below. This happened on Saturday morning. Balcony in Toronto, 45th floor. This 19-year-old, I guess she put it on Instagram, filming herself throwing chairs like it was fun or something, raining down from the balcony onto like this condo building right near the building's front entrance. There were no reports of any injuries, but you can see her standing there holding the chair, throwing it out over and then pointing the camera down and watching this chair just, 45 floors. And she threw two chairs and then a couple of other items off the balcony, charged with, she turned herself in. After she posted the stunt, people just went, okay, you're an idiot. You got to go. And so endangering life, mischief, endangering property, common nuisance, due in court, I think it was yesterday. And I hope they throw something at her like the chair she threw off the balcony.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
And these are the real calls that came into authorities out on Whidbey Island. We've got some calls here from the middle of December. Let's start off on Thursday, December 13th. 8:21 a.m. Bayshore Drive. 911 caller says, there's a somewhat argumentative woman in our bathroom. Thursday, December 13th, 4:10 p.m. Elwha Street. 911 caller says, I just saw three men enter the bushes with bags of junk. Thursday, December 13th, 7:58 p.m. Atlanta Way. 911 caller says, someone just tried to log into my Google account.
They wanted to do some Christmas shopping.
Friday, December 14th, 11:02 a.m., Highway 20. 911 caller says, there's a guy hanging out in the parking lot who has fresh stitches. Saturday, December 15th, 1:44 a.m., Highway 20. 911 caller says, I'm doing my own private investigation, and I'm about to enter a sting to solicit a prostitute.
Send my findings later.
And finally, Friday, December 14th, 8:36 p.m., Altfield Road. 911 caller asks, can you get me out of my storage unit?
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take them in.